Bonneville. The Bonneville Agriculture Society's rodeo and chuckwagon race slated for the June 25 weekend will see a $15,000 cash injection from the town of Bonneville. Town Council passed a motion to provide an elite sponsorship for the Ag Society's upcoming events, at the April 12 regular council meeting. The sponsorship decision had been previously postponed after Cown. Neil Langridge raised questions over the significant jump in funding being requested for the event compared to previous years. Previous funding requests from the Bonneville Ag Society for the rodeo typically fell around the $500 mark, indicated Langridge. Last year, the sponsorship request was increased to $7,500. This year, the top sponsorship package is $15,000. Although the society did not explicitly request that amount from the town. Attending the meeting in person, Bonneville Ag Society Representative Corey Dowse told council members that over the years there has been a lot of support provided by local businesses for the event. However, this year organizers have noticed increased reluctance in sponsoring the rodeo, which he attributes to the recovering economy. The closure of the Bonneville Bingo Association, a lot of clubs are missing money. A lot of businesses are trying to spread out their money, Dowse added. All the while the costs associated to hosting rodeos and chuckwagon races have been increasing. With the town, we'd like to see increased funding just due to the fact that we do see less funding from other communities, businesses, he said. We know that there are groups in town that are hurting. We give opportunities for other groups to clean up or work in the concession and we do provide grants for that. The annual fall fair has already been set for September 10th. This year's event is expected to be larger than previous years and could also see the addition of a family dance, added Michelle Dargis, a member of the Bonneville Ag Society. Indian Relay races. Whether or not an Indian Relay race will take place at the Bonneville Pro Rodeo Grounds is still up in the air, according to Dowse. What's called the Super Series will be going through to the different casinos and having a big tour. They go through the United States, but I know they will be hitting Edmonton, Calgary and they are looking for grounds in our area, he continued. Organizers are currently looking for large corporate sponsors in order to finance an Indian relay race locally for late July. Dowse said that previous races have drawn a large crowd and there is an appetite in the community to host the event again. If we do attract the Indian relay races, we will not be asking for additional funds. We will dig in our heels, and we'll figure it out, he told council. Cahuin Powwow. During the same meeting, council also passed a motion to provide $1,000 to Cahuin Cree Nation yearly for the nation's annual powwow. The three-day event will be held on July 29-31. In 2019 and previous years, the town of Bonneville donated $250 towards the powwow in return for online and social media sponsorship acknowledgments as well verbal recognition at the event. This has a direct impact on our town, said Cown. Byron Johnson. The Cahuin community is a big part of our community being neighbors. I think this is something we should look at annually and maybe look at doing a little bit more for them because it's a very important event and it brings a lot of people into the area. Cown. Kayla Blanchett followed with a motion to make the sponsorship an annual contribution but also to increase the amount to $1,000. I think that we've expressed that working together with our neighbors is very important to all of us. And not only a key step in fostering relationship with the nation, but also with people with ties to Cahuin that live in town, said Blanchett. If you look at it from an economic perspective, people from Cahuin spend their money in Bonneville every day. Council won't play golf. Bonneville's town council was invited to take part in Lac La Biche County's Healthier Community Golf Tournament. The proceeds from this tournament will go towards Lac La Biche Regional Health Foundation and Portage College. Although council members decided against attending the Lac La Biche County's golf tournament, a motion was passed to sponsor up to $750 worth of items.